Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. This is my second day on the job. Welcome to the July 5th, and I hope you had an amazing holiday for July 4th. We're going to get right into it. It's a short newscast today, but first, let's hear from our Eastern Sierra Now sponsors. Be back with the news in just one moment.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, add it to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. I mean, come on. With rising costs from utility companies, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com for your energy independence today. Thank our sponsors for those lovely messages. We couldn't do the news without you here at Eastern Sierra Now. And now on to the news. It looks like we have updates on Tioga Road. At least one lane is plowed the entire length of Tioga Pass. Although the Olmsted Point Avalanche Zone is still active and dangerous. The MPS and contractors are still going to need more plowing, tree work, road work, sign replacement, and it's still these are all things that are still required before the road can open. So it seems like there's no update on a day. Tioga Road typically opens the vehicles in late May or in June sometimes with heavy snow years, but we had, you know, the heaviest snow year on record this year. And good news, Glacier Point Road opened. It looks like it opened on July 1. Glacier Point Road will be open 7 days per week, 24 hours a day, starting July 15th at 6 a.m. But that comes with a little bit of a warning. Expect 30-minute delays. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Parking at Glacier Point and throughout the park is limited, like we covered yesterday. Make sure you arrive early in the morning to avoid long delays and full parking lots. Now on to our next story here at Eastern Sierra Now News. It looks like overexertion led to a rescue on Mount Whitney. At 11:47 a.m. on July 1st, 2023, Inyo Search and Rescue received a call out to rescue a hiker on Mount Whitney Trail who was unable to finish the hike about 1 mile from the parking lot. The subject had been on the day hike up to Mount Whitney with a hiking partner on June 30 when they both summited the mountain. However, the descent, they separated. One continued out of the parking lot at the portal while the other stayed behind, eventually taking a tumble off the trail. And then this is when a few good Samaritans heard his calls for help, scrambled over to his location and determined that he was mildly hurt and unable to walk the last mile due to utter exhaustion. But the Good Samaritans contacted Search and Rescue and the U.S. Forest Service fire staff to come and assist the wounded hiker to safety. At 3:30, the patient was transferred to an ambulance at the Lone Pine Volunteer Fire Department. Search and Rescue wants to thank the Good Samaritans, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Lone Pine Volunteer Fire Department for their dedicated service. This comes with a reminder, the summit is only the halfway point. Actually, interesting enough, I climbed the basin with two other of my friends recently, and I found the descent probably the cruxiest part. My knees were all wobbly, and I was really exhausted, and I was tripping over things. So you still need enough strength, food, and water to make it back to the car, and have an early turnaround time and stick to it. It just comes with a warning. Make sure that you start early enough and you have enough energy to get back down off the mountain. These are huge mountains out here, and we really have to be safe to recreate on them. They're beautiful. They're majestic. They can definitely put us in dire situations as humans. And now for the weather. So today, Wednesday the 5th, is going to be a high of 100 degrees and a low of 59 degrees in Bishop, California. Precipitation 0%. Humidity is a lovely 12%. I'm from Indiana. I know about 85% humidity. Y'all Californians are lucky. The wind's going to be at only 6 miles an hour, so we don't really have to worry about dust storms or anything like that too much. On Thursday, it goes down a little bit on the high, 97, and then our low at night is 58. That's going to be nice. Friday is going to be another 97, and our low is 59, so, you know, a degree up. But that's what it's looking like in Bishop. Let's go up to Mammoth. Mammoth today on Wednesday, July 5th, looks like it's going to be 80 degrees with a low of 45. The precipitation chance is 0. Humidity is 27%, a little higher than Bishop. Interesting. And then the wind is actually at a substantial 19 miles per hour. So careful with that wind. On Thursday, the high is 77. Very beautiful. And the low is 42. Kind of cold. And on Friday, it's going to be 78 degrees with a low of 44. Overall, Mammoth is seemingly a great summer spot. So enjoy that weather up there, Mammoth Lake locals and visitors. Well, that's all the news I have for you today here at Eastern Sierra News Now. But I want to put you on to our app. That is the best way for us to deliver the news to you. We are on Facebook. We are on Apple. We are on Spotify. But for ease of access, please download our app today. It's totally free. Well, thank you for tuning in today. See you tomorrow. Byron Walter for Eastern Sierra Now News, out.